Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Boy, my warm water is so good. Speaking of warm water, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with this sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Before I get to the phone lines.
Wait. I'm in love with you.
Yeah, baby. Got lettuce and tomatoes. Sing a sandwich song.
Mayonnaise and cheese. You're the one for me.
Oh, hey, thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Which Wednesday, baby? Be sure to get carryout, curbside, delivery from the Hurstbourne and Brownsboro Crossing locations for lunch, dinner, or your next tailgate. Fully staffed now and open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online or on the Which Witch app. Which Witch, superior sandwiches.
Before we get to these phone calls, I got to ask you a question, Nikki.
Yeah.
Are you just determined to change the soundtrack of the show all the way? You realize you haven't played hip hop one rejoin since we've been back, like since Monday?
Wait a minute now.
Not one.
Oh, whoa.
Not
I'm pretty
one.
Sure I did.
Not one.
I think I did.
Not one, Nikki.
Okay, wait. I did one yesterday that was funny.
And I heard.
Let me clear my throat. That
I
was
heard,
funny. That's hip hop. Get out of here.
You played that in the middle of a coughing bit.
But you can't say I didn't play hip hop then.
Jesus Christ. That's literally our coughing button song.
But it's still hip hop.
And then I turn on the last segment of Drew Diener's show.
I had like a trap remix.
Do y'all know what I heard, y'all? Think about this. On the flagship show, on the Drew Diener show, as I'm coming into the last, I'm pulling into the garage, getting to the last, you know, rejoin. Y'all want to know what I heard? Jinga, jinga, jing, jinga, jinga, jing. Big booty, with that. Hoochie mama.
Wait, what?
You didn't hear what the rejoin was on. You don't remember what you played?
I didn't play that. I played 2 Live Crew. Is that what you mean?
Who do you think that is?
Yeah, okay. I guess
That was Hoochie Mama. That was his. That's what you were playing. That's like from the soundtrack of Friday type hip hop. The last segment.
It just said 2 Live Crew. I didn't even notice. Like, I just typed in. I just happened to, like, it was on my, like, search page, like, 2 was.
Right.
So 2 Live Crew came up.
Oh,
next,
I heard
and
it.
I just played it.
I heard it.
It's in the system. How bad is this?
Like,
is
Josh, it... thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
Josh, Marcus, yeah. I had to call, man. You were saying something before the break that I have been saying since Kenny got here and the whole DJ talk started heating up, right? Mm-hmm. I knew that he was the number one player in the nation, and he had been, and everybody just assumed he's going to UK and Cal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, well, maybe we got a shot at this kid now. So I look up a highlight video, unimpressed. I'm like, all right, well, maybe that one was just not.
Wait, are you saying unimpressed or not, like, floored?
I wasn't that impressed. He looks like Anton Gill, but less athletic. Anton, you know, I'm not a basketball guru by any means. I am not Marcus Maven. But I've seen some highlight tapes, and I've thought, damn, that kid can play. And I watch him play, and I think, how is this the best the 2023 class has to offer? How? Mm. I mean, he can get to the basket. He has decent handles, but they're not going to blow you away. He can attack the rim really, really well. He does seem to be able to score. So maybe that's why he's number one. And I started telling people, man, I don't even know if I want him. He doesn't look that good. And all my UK buddies are like, dude, you're just saying that because you know you're not going to get him. And it's like, no, I'm watching, if we get him, I'm going to say that's cool. But he's not going to be an Anthony Davis. He's not going to be a transcendent player that's going to take a good team to great, in my opinion. Could I be wrong? Yeah, I'm not a basketball guru, but hearing you say it, I feel like it really justified my feelings on the kid. He's a good player, but he's not going to take a good team to great. He doesn't seem like the type of kid that's going to go out and win a team a national championship. So I trust KP and what he's doing and building, and I'm with you. You know, he's just building his team the way he thinks he needs to build.
Man, Josh, I appreciate that call. I will say this. It's this message right here. It's this message right here. Can y'all handle the honesty as a Louisville fan base? You have to ask yourself this, and this is in direct response to this texter. This is what it says. Damn, Marcus, you almost sound like you know something we don't, and trying to get us ready for the disappointment. Don't you prefer that I keep it 100% real with you? Okay, like, eliminate recruiting. Eliminate everything else. Just make Marcus a, like Josh did. Make me a recruiting guru for a couple seconds. Nikki, can you talk for a second?
Yeah, all right. Look, I don't want to be... All right, I don't want to be mean here, but I'm sorry. Like, you can say that you're not floored with the kid, but to just be like, I'm not impressed, to compare it to Anton Gill, I mean, do you want to make the mixtape? That's how you make the mixtape.
This is the problem that he was having. There's so much hype to it.
Yeah, but, like, come on. Like, no. You went zero to Anton Gill. I mean, with the highest level of respect to Anton Gill, it just... Like, I understand, like, what you were saying.
Okay.
Hour one, that's fine. That's nuanced. But now all of a sudden, people are just saying, I'm not impressed with him. I don't want him. Are you out of your sleeping mind?
He didn't say he didn't want him. Don't do that.
He basically said that.
Hmm.
He said that he wasn't impressed with him.
He said he's not transcendent. He's a great scorer.
Okay, that's fair. I don't want to crush Josh. I feel like I'm sports radioing right now. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just... Like you said, to not be floored with him is totally fair. Okay. But to compare to Anton Gill.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't work. I'm not a Louisville alum, not radio. I'm just a recruiting guru, right? And I say, okay, Marcus, who are problems? Who are problems for you? Who are problems for you? I said this to you in the break, Nikki. I said, basically, I can design my defense to stop. If DJ Wagner, if a 6'2" guard is the staple of your offense, I'd like to think I can design some stuff to make your life really difficult. Unless you got Steph range. Unless you got just quick draw McGraw, just stupid, you know, ball skills, hops, you know. Unless you're going to run circles around my guys. Okay?
Right.
Outside of that, do y'all realize like how many times a player was getting hot on us and we put Jalen Withers on him? Do y'all realize like years we had like Jordan Wara's? Like people didn't realize 6'6" Jordan Wara, he was a problem for Donovan Mitchell over here, you know, working out at the gym. Like big 6'6" wings that can move. There, it's hard for 6'2" to score on wings. You know what 6'2" loves to face? 6'2". 6'2". Ask any guard. Some lanky dude that don't get any playing time, and the coach just says, hey, you got the point guard tonight. And this big, long, lanky dude, maybe a little uncoordinated, but every time I try to pull up, he's swatting at the ball. He's, you know, it makes life difficult. And here's the thing. High school and college are different. Ask any guard. We had L. Ellis sitting in here. He's like, he gets here. He's like, I can't get my shot up on these dudes. That's the first thing Jared West says. He's a 5'11", 6 foot guard. Jared West, I can't get my shot off on these dudes. It's a guy averaging 17 points a game. It's hard getting your shot off at 6'2". You can be good. High school, it's hard to judge. Can he translate? And I mean transcendent. 6'2". It's hard to be transcendent.
That's fair.
Yeah, like Allen Iversons. They're just explosive. Those point guards aren't even getting drafted like that. Give me the point guard. Y'all, what was that kid's name from Seton Hall? Just killing everybody. Couldn't get drafted.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up, but I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's big. Carly Jones. Nobody could stop him in college. Right? He can't stick. We didn't make the tournament. He's awesome. I asked Mark Blakenbaker. I said, Mark, Bradshaw or DJ Wagner? He says DJ Wagner. I said, why? I said, because he can score, you know? How many years, like, and this is where we disagree, like, how many years do I say you can get scoring anywhere?
Miles Powell.
You can score. It's a lot of people who can score, right? So then I say, can he D up? He said, hopefully. I'm like, exactly. Can he guard a 6'6" guy? Can he guard a 6'6" wing? Are you sure that DJ Wagner can stop Kamari Lanz in the post? Do you think so? DJ Wagner, 6'2", Kamari Lanz, 6'8" wing. Are you sure he'll just tear him to shreds? I mean, listen, I'm just saying, ask about it. Thank you, yeah, Miles Powell. But here's the thing. All what I'm saying is 6'2" can be stopped a lot easier than 6'8". And these coaches are about defense first. You know, if we can make your life hard and we're a good passing team, we're going to win a lot of games. You know what else Mark said? And we had to go to our respective corners after he said this. He said, well, DJ sells tickets. Marcus Maven, in my brain, sells tickets. Sells tickets? Is that what we're missing? No, dunking on people, blocking shots out to the fourth, fifth row in the Yum Center, alley-oops, catching the ball off the rim, that sells tickets.
fun playing style, and I get
not,
that.
Not,
but I think in comparison to Bradshaw is what he's saying. Like DJ Wagner would, I mean, move the needle more than Bradshaw in terms of
sales. I know what you're saying. I don't need Wagner for ticket sales.
Especially No. I do agree with
that. When has Louisville ever needed? No, you win. It's a packed house.
Yeah, you get some
dubs.
Have
you ever had?
And also, not just wins, style of play too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
style of play for the game. You think we're gonna sit in here and watch DJ go 1-on-5 to sell tickets? And look, and watch him score 42 points and us lose by 6. But we selling tickets. I'd be pissed. I'd be so upset. I'd be so upset. I'm sorry, we got somebody on the phone.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
So, like you were saying a good while ago, the difference between what your previous caller said about him being good. You know, there's a difference between good and being nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, watching DJ play this summer when he was here in Louisville, what impressed me was not his quickness and getting to the paint, but he never tried to take over a game, and he made the players around him have opportunities to score. You know, he's not a 1-on-5 player. He really set up other people nicely. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have him.
Right.
And he could make a good team better because he knows how to utilize his teammates. But back to that controversy about recruiting. You know, one nice thing about if he chose to come here would be that reconnection with family and that reconnection with making Camden and New Jersey recruiting part of our recruitment area again. We haven't gotten kids out of the Northeast in a while, and reestablishing the comfort of Northeastern ball players coming down here would be a nice accolade for the team and the program.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back into that locale,
right? Right.
But, you know, that family sense would also be important.
Doc, I appreciate the call, but here's the thing. You notice how all the conversations that we've had, Josh is the only one that the end all be all was about actually on the court stuff. Everybody who has a conversation, all your Twitter, yo, you're starting to sound like, the narrative is you said it, Nikki, like I knew what you meant when you said the wind is flowing this way. All the wind is who's willing to tweet it out the most. That's what the wind is. The media wind is who's going to, crystal ball? I got a reason to believe DJ is coming here. My crystal ball. If I want to start moving the wind, I can, Nikki. I promise you that. I don't even know how many Twitter follows I have. But if I got on mine and let's just say Rummage got on his and said, we have very inside credible information that Louisville's number one spot right now. That's 2,800 either likes, retweets, or anything. Right there. Per Marcus Maven. Period. That I can move the winds. Ooh. Hey, y'all here? DJ, man, Maven said he has some close inside information. That's we don't have nothing. This kid been getting recruited for 5 years. He is giving you nothing. He said, Uncle Wes, Uncle Milt, Uncle Kenny, Uncle this, Cal. We love him, known him forever. I've known both coaches forever. I'm taking my time. Every other bit of wind has come from any report that you can walk back a day later. And again, like, I took it to basketball. And Texter, that's why I kind of pointed out your text about that I'm trying to prepare you for something. No, I left it on basketball. I left it on, look who Kenny Payne is recruiting. He's recruiting 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". Go look at Williams Jr. Go look at him. I kind of tried to tell everybody, go look at Curtis Williams Jr. I told everybody, you got to be able to D up too. It's a lot of people on the bench that's cold on offense. Guess what? They never get off the bench because they can't stop somebody. Curtis Williams Jr. will be a handful for DJ Wagner. Go look at him if y'all think I'm lying. Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, I got a question for you. Has the NCAA ever gotten back to U of L about having Milt on staff and still recruit DJ?
Well, they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have pulled. They wouldn't have put him on the team, or they wouldn't have given him a job if that would block the recruiting.
Well, I read something or heard something that they were still going to clear it with the NCAA, and I'm thinking that maybe they're waiting to hear from the NCAA before DJ says they're going to U of L.
They were doing that before they hired him.
Oh, okay.
They got cleared, and that's when they hired him.
Okay, cool. Hey, another thought, too, on this basketball team. Don't we have a former guard that won an NCAA championship on our staff?
Yep, we sure do.
But you think he can't teach them guys to play guard?
Yeah, he seemed to do a good job at Duke.
Yeah, I mean, people don't have much to say about this team, the current team, but, you know, I think people are going to be really surprised when they start playing. I hope that everybody's surprised. I know I won't be surprised, but anyway, that's just my thoughts on it.
Yep. No, Roger, I appreciate the call for sure. So here's the thing. You want to know what happened? I'm just looking at some little YouTube stuff. You know, Gilbert Arenas confessed to signing basketballs for free shoes. Are they going to retroactively investigate or take away Arizona's Final Four or Elite Eight? He literally confessed that he was signing basketballs for free shoes. I hate it here. Nikki, who I got up next? Okay, Nikki, I'm going to tap dance. Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom. Let me get a sip of my lime water, y'all, while Nikki sets up who we got next.
All right, so we have two people. The first one, this is going to be a bit of a left turn.
Mm-hmm.
But Scotty O has a random NFL take, but I agree with it.
Scotty O, fire away, my man.
Hey, Marcus. Hey, Steve. How y'all doing?
What's up, man? How are you?
This is for all the people out there who think Bill Belichick is the greatest thing since sliced bread. He's not. Let me go ahead and lay this out for you, too. All quarterbacks not named Tom Brady since the year 2000, starting for the Patriots, are 36 and 37. Oh, and I don't have a mic to drop.
I appreciate that call, Scotty O. Listen, I understand. Sometimes you got to get it off your chest.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you just wake up.
You just got to shout it from the mountain.
Yeah, just, you know what? I'm sick of people acting like I hate Belichick and, you know, just whatever. Whatever his axe to grind is, it's like, my feet.
Yeah. Might as well do it from this mountain.
Right. And if you feel like this is the best place to get your message out, then that's a compliment.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Who
thank
got up
you.
Next, Nikki?
All right, next we're going to – we got listeners, you know, nationwide. We're going to go to Steven from, I think, Orlando.
Hurricane Steve, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus, just been listening to the show, and I am down here with a hurricane staring me right in the face. And looking at Twitter a little bit this morning and listening to your show, I would rather be here.
Listen, Steve, I told everybody, with everybody that was worried about you, I said, listen, y'all. He's down there in the eye of a hurricane in the presidential suite. I couldn't think of a better way to go if I went. And if I survive it, I got a great story.
Yeah, listen. No, nobody worry about me. We're fine. We're in this massive, like 4,000-square-foot presidential suite. Now, we are on the top floor, which is kind of weird. But, and it's not ours. We didn't buy this one. So, before there's any joke there. But, yeah, you know, it woke up to some good news that the hurricane was shifting south. Bad news was
you're not allowed to say that, Steve. You're going to get canceled for saying that. You're not allowed to say good news is going to hit somebody else, not me.
No. I was saying the good news was it was shifting south for the people that were north. The bad news was I'm a little south, so it shifted right to us. We're overlooking this big lake thing, and the lake is swirling. I don't know if that's good. I don't think that's good.
Good Lord.
Not a good thing. But still, I think I would rather be right here doing what I'm doing right now than having
What seems like incredibly at what point do you just feel sorry for me, Steve? Like I tried to give an honest assessment
about an hour ago. Yeah, as soon as I saw the Branham tweet, I was like, oh baby. Oh, Marcus.
Right, because like, they weren't going to let me not go into full detail. Like Steve, they already, when they saw the tweet and when I read the tweet, they had already made up their mind that the only thing I'm going to tolerate from Marcus is if he says, Kenny Payne struck out, he lost DJ, he's going to Kentucky, that's it. And we're going to suck.
Listen, absolutely, man. And look, at the end of the day, well, first, we don't know what's going on with that recruitment yet. Sorry,
we don't know anything.
I haven't got to hear everything you said. So if I repeat some of the stuff you said, I apologize. But just, we don't know everything there. But now let me say this. If we lose DJ Wagner, will I be upset from a fan's point of view? Yes, I will. Let me tell you why. Because I am a romantic with Louisville, and I love the thought of seeing that Wagner name run up and down the floor. Now, does it mean anything for the game of basketball? Not necessarily right now for me, but I would love to just see the name Wagner run up and down the floor with DJ and with Pops on the sideline.
What if Kenny Payne goes old school and just says, "Well, yeah, we're not doing names on jersey anymore."
That would piss me off. But here's the thing: Kenny Payne's recruiting is going to be just fine. He's going to recruit very well. You're going to end up with a couple big time guards. In this class, you're going to end up with stuff. But whatever, I know right now's the time for your, like I said, I'm sure there are people in our office that are in group text right now just giggling their little hearts out. And like, you win this battle, it looks like, and ha-ha, and it's funny. And I'm sure there are certain ones on Twitter that are spiking their little football. It's very tiny. And it's like, okay, you win. You know, DJ Wagner's probably going to go to Kentucky. You got me. But at the end of the day, the recruiting will be fine. The team's going to be good. I want the kid, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I want to land him. I want to see something work out. So I still said, if Louisville Live comes and goes and he's not there, which right now, I'm going to be honest, just from talking to everybody, I'm not so sure he will be. But if he isn't, then I'll officially move on. And if he is, then we're in the game.
If he does, I'm still not going to be – I'm going to be like, well, yeah. Yeah, he came to Louisville Live, yeah. But then another part of me, the recruit in me, says – if I'm DJ Wagner, I'm not sharing my recruiting trip with them.
And that's very possible as well.
Like number one point guards, you don't share it. You don't walk in a group.
And Marcus, let me say this. I guess I should rephrase that and say if he hasn't visited by Louisville Live, considering he's going to Kentucky on the 14th or whatever. But here's the thing, man. There's other big-time players out there we're going to have to shift to. You can call it a pivot, laugh at us or whatever. That's fine. But there are other recruits that now A.J. Johnson becomes a major priority. Guys like that, become a priority, and I think you go out there and you try to land them, and you end up with a top five class, and I guess you'll still laugh that we didn't get D.J. Wagner. I don't know, you know, but if you look up and he's 2-0 against Kentucky, then who's laughing?
You got a top five class, and it's like, ha-ha, Louisville didn't get D.J. Wagner.
Yeah. And so I'm saying, Kenny, let them laugh at me right now. Which, I mean, I say them. I act like the majority of the fan base. I mean, we're talking a very, very, very small minority. But let them laugh at all of us now, you know, and go take care of business.
Safe, be safe, Steve, be safe.
Safe as can be with a hurricane barreling right now towards you.
Yeah, seriously, be careful, buddy.
By the minute.
Hey, I don't know if you saw it, but the Today Show was giving very useful tips like charging your cell phone.
Cool.
We covered them on the Diener Show, so make sure that cell phone's charged.
Did you make sure Charity had some bottles of bourbon or something?
Yeah, but she's taken care of. Everybody is we're ready to go. We're locked in. Should be fun. I will call back. It looks like tonight is going to be the worst. So yeah, I guess I'll call in and check in tomorrow. Let everybody know I'm okay.
Please do.
All right, Rummage.
Or not.
You're right. Get back. Or it's going to be The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Or it's been fun and I love the show. Look, Nick's like, oh, you should joke around about stuff like that, Steve. You know,
okay.
You know, like, yeah, thank you, Nick.
I don't want you to be like the guy that's like posing like next to a tidal wave and getting smashed by one or anything.
That Barstool Sports guy was doing it.
Yeah, don't be that guy. But at the same time, you know, obviously don't want anything tragic to befall anybody.
But take plenty of pictures, Steve.
Yeah, but I kind of want to see the videos. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, listen, I have a massive window here that just overlooks miles and stuff.
Or are you just going to go hide in the bathroom?
I'm going to say, on the radio, I'm going to be like, man, I'll stand out in it. I don't care. And I'll probably be curled up in a fetal position in the tub later.
Right in between the toilet and the tub. Just look.
Right. Just cry. But no,
please go. I'm sorry. I should have went home. I'll never do this again. I hate Florida. I'm never coming back again.
With that being said, I'd rather be doing that tonight than having the conversation you got to have. So enjoy that, and I'm going to bless you guys with that, and I'm going to get off here. So I just wanted to call and check in.
All right, Hurricane Steve, later.
Stay safe and dry.
Stay safe. So here's the thing, Nikki. Let's just tap dance for 5 minutes. There's no use in going full commercial break. Because, okay, so I'm glad I got that off my chest. And here's the thing. If you're still wanting, if you're looking for places to panic, you'll never run out. If panic, does it tickle your fancy? Is that a phrase?
I guess so.
Yeah.
If you like panic,
yeah, it's like
that would tickle your fancy.
Yeah, if you like scary movies.
What is your fancy? Like, shouldn't you take me out a few times before you tickle my fancy?
What is a fancy? I don't know. You look it up.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
That's one of we want to know, right?
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, but seriously, y'all, like, I'm really talking to you like my basketball eyeballs say, you hear it every year, you know, when it's time for guys to go to the league, you say 6'2" is a dime a dozen. D.J. Wagner is special. He is special. But again, I said it 6 months ago. I said it years ago. I said, if I need any position, if I need any position, it's like wide receivers in football. I can go find some wide receivers. There's a lot of fast guys that can catch the football. Now, there's not a lot of 4-3 elite speed, elite route running, elite concentration, but there's a lot. It's like tight end. I felt like I did Marshawn Lynch a huge injustice when he said, we don't have any tight ends. It's like, yeah, I'm sure we got a couple basketball players around here. that can play tight end. He ended up outshining my expectations by a lot. But, yeah, there's a lot of running backs. That's why they don't get paid as much. There's a lot of 5'8" bowling ball running backs out there. It's a lot of good wide receivers. I mean, not a lot of freaks, but here's the thing. DJ Wagner is a really, really good player, and I'm not crapping on him whatsoever. He's a playmaker. I see a lot of good basketball out here in the recruiting world. Just want some competitive, fun basketball again.
It does have a bit of a sexual connotation from, like, the early, like, all the way back, I think, in the 1700s, but then it was very...
Okay. So it's something I probably shouldn't say.
No. It's fine. It's fine now, but it kind of got that start as...
Okay.
Strike your fancies like the G-rated version.
Ah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one's going to cancel you over tickle your fancy.
Yeah, I didn't even know if that was the right phrase to use or not.
Strike your fancy. Go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, people say, oh, he's highly educated. He goes, yeah. Not tickle, strike. Actually, Marcus. Actually, he's ranked number 24 on three.
How does that strike your fancy?
Actually, no, Marcus. Madden Sanger on the on three rankings actually dropped his composite by more than 17 spots.
Is it safe to say any Louisville recruit does not strike the fancy of on three?
Right. Yes, I need to send. I'm a tag man, and I'm a tag man Sanker, and I'm just send him an apology.
We did this to you. We did this to you, sir. I apologize. Look, I mean, I don't want to drink Kool-Aid too much, but I'm sorry. Like that, when you read those numbers, I mean, why? I guess I would just ask why. Why do you? What do you see that makes you think that? Because obviously you see something dramatically different than all the other respected groups. So forget about it. Take rivalry out of it. I'd love to know, like, do you think he's undersized? Or do you think, I mean, maybe it's like, well, we're relating it to offers and everything and the schools that he was getting offered. We don't think, like, that's the only, like, I'm trying, that's still kind of bullcrap, but at least, like, I can, so you can just argue that.
You're just saying, okay, how can you be involved in a composite when you have a totally different ranking system?
Right. Yeah.
I can't involve you.
Then at least say that and make it consistent. Yeah. What's frustrating is, just like with the NCAA, the lack of consistency.
Yeah, you can't.
Like that one boxing judge would be like, well, I judged it that way because I really liked the way that Boxer A established the jab early in the round. Okay, cool. Yeah. Then in the next fight, well, so-and-so landed the 1,000 jabs.
That's
and
like
you didn't
saying,
give them one round.
That's like saying he leads the nation in pancakes, right?
Right.
And we don't factor in pancakes, so I was like, well, that's a big deal.
I could go for some pancakes.
Nikki, I'm right at the finish line.
No, I'm sorry.
No, not that. I'm right at the finish line of, you know, feeling better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just can't get over, like, the food hump.
Oh, you're still not hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just right there at the end.
So close.
I know. Go ahead and play us out. Thanks for putting up with me, y'all. Y'all got through without me blocking anybody. Congratulations. Y'all won today. As always, 8150 93.9 is the number. I didn't cough that many times today.
No, you're pretty good today. My voice still sounds like crap, but it's getting better. Damn, I want some pancakes though now, man. Like, I can't not think of pancakes.
31939 is the text line.
Maple syrup or fruit on your pancakes?
Both.
Butter?
Strawberry butter and syrup.
Oh, there you go.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
I'm going to play the gout spot now.
tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.